had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my Lord above to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Call born from the lips of our Master and Maker, echoing through the centuries and carried along the hearts and minds of all humanity. A call answered in God's only begotten Son, the promise of the ages, who came that we might be set free. Just as the Savior laid down his life and shed his precious blood to secure our spiritual liberty, our founding fathers also made the ultimate sacrifice to usher in the fulfillment of a dream. As Christ died to become the chief cornerstone of our faith, so our nation's father gave their lives as the foundation of a new promise, a land of opportunity, a land of possibility, a land where aching hearts could at last breathe free. Rejoice in the freedom to which we have been called. Praise our God and Savior, for the Son made free, we are free indeed. nation's founders came to these shores by the hand of providence. They knew that this was a special land, like Jacob of old at Bethel. Our forefathers knew that God was in this place. The Mayflower Compact, the Pilgrims at Plymouth Rock, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are history's indelible images of the freedom God provided in this special place called America.
God is in this place. Can't you feel Him inhabiting our praise? He's here, lost in His embrace. Wrapped in mercy, He is all you ever need. God is in this place. We are surrounded by His grace. Feel the Spirit brush your face. Heaven's come. Can heal you, this power in His name. He's here. The atmosphere is changed by His presence, and darkness has to leave. God is in this place.
We are surrounded by His grace. Feel the Spirit crush your face. Oh, heaven's come.
Because of this freedom, houses of worship flourished as our nation began. Churches are sources of spiritual strength. As God's word is sought in sincerity and faith, songs of worship and praise ring out.
Gather to seek His faces. We lift our voices to heaven above. He inhabits the people's praises, comes with power and presence and love. Unto Jesus be all the glory, all the wisdom and honor and strength. He unfolds us who comes adoring, surrounding all who cry out in His name. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is right here with us. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is right here. Yeah.
When debts were canceled and prisoners set free. Jesus fulfilled this ideal of the Jubilee when he said, "If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Let us celebrate our freedom in Christ.
We've been blessed as a nation, Lord, blessed by your hand. From the freedom that we enjoy to the beauty of our land, you have shed your grace upon us time and time again. We give you all of the praise. What more can we say? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will honor you, we will seek you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will honor you, we will seek you for the rest of our days. Hallelujah, the rest of our days. It is you we celebrate. The faith of our fathers, we are the living proof that a strong nation can endure, founded on your truth. We pledge to leave our children the same legacy when you have set us free. Lord, we are free indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will honor you, we will seek you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will honor you, we will seek you for the rest of our day. Hallelujah, the rest of our day. It is you we celebrate. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will honor you, we will seek you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will honor you, we will seek you for the rest of our days. Hallelujah, the rest of our days. It is you we celebrate. It is you we celebrate. It is you we celebrate.
Freedom and allegiance are tied together in our nation's Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand and let us repeat our nation's Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our freedom as Americans can be, you may be seated. Our freedom as Americans can be traced back to the freedom that Christ gave us, or that gives. Christ has liberated us into freedom. But may we give our supreme allegiance to Him so that we can be truly free. Freedom. The scripture says, therefore stand firm and don't submit again to a yoke of slavery. In Christ, we have been called to freedom. But freedom always has a price which patriots have understood and willingly paid. We must stand firm and as Christians stand up for our liberty in Christ.